chat, and I'll be just standing by here listening a little bit. I can't hear her there, but I'll be here. And so this is Kevin. DOP will be standing by.
Okay, fine. Well, you have Marvelous, and we'll be back in a few. This is she's known as the cooking lady. She cooks unbelievable foods, and I've never tried them, but I hear all the gossip coming through the bushes. Come on, Vic, join in. NAGYU.
NAGYU, this is NADLC, and boy, do I have news for you.
You hit the lottery for 20 mil, and you're going to treat everybody that answers with a yes a free home in the Bismarcks.
How did you guess? No, I wish. Don't I wish? No, nothing as spectacular as that, but on Tuesday night, I passed my extra exam.
Ooh. Well, congratulations. That's a good thing. Now, one more. And, well, I mean, not one more to go up. But, you know, I passed the, when I done it, you had to do the code as well. And I could never, ever get above 17 a minute. I don't care how hard I practiced and tried. It just didn't work for me. So I had to be happy with my advanced class, and that's where I still am, and there ain't no sense in me leaving now. You don't gain anything, really, by extra. I could see it if you gained a whole different band or, you know, just something that makes it worth my while. Other than the learning experience, to me, I don't need it, and my wife she's always yakking at me about something. I says, oh, you don't want me to get that class too now, do you? No, just shut up and go talk on your radio. So, anyway, it's a good thing. Now now when's hubby going for his, or did he?
No, he's getting ready to do his. I was kind of on a tear. I was ready. I was studying, and I said, nope, I'm just going to go for it because next month I'm going to be so busy with other things that I'm just not going to be able to sit down and study. And I had to study hard. That was probably the most difficult one for me, but I only missed one question, and I shouldn't have, and I'm kicking my own behind for missing it because I knew the answer, but I got too fast and saw a word and clicked on the wrong answer. That's on me. But, no, he's going to take his next month. So I'm just one up on him. But now I think I might start looking into CW because that intrigues me. But I don't know how good I'm going to be at it.
Well, if you're as good as you want to be, I guess. I guess I really, the written test, like I say, I passed 3 times on it. And they always started with the written. And I just, I wish I had somebody a little more lenient. I mean, I get a constant 17, or did, but not anymore. And I was, what was I, about 21, I think, 22, something like that, when I got my license. So it's been a long time, but I doubt if I would even understand half of what they're talking about now. Because extra back then, it wasn't that hard to me. It came real easy, but the Morse code just killed me. That was, I could pass the one, I never got the other. And 17 was a lucky number for me. That's why I figure since I never got above it, it was usually somewhere between 15 to 17, and I couldn't get out of that kick. So once you get into it, I guess they're all right. If you're young, got a fast hand, and a good ear, you'd be surprised. I think you would be the type that would get it right off the bat just by sounding your determination. You've got that forward lean to your talk. You know what you want. You're going to do it. You're going to do it now, and I'm doing it, and that's the end of it, and that's a good thing to have. It really makes sense, and that's what I should have done, but I kept trying and trying, and after the third time, I just said, nah, to heck with it, because I got my novice, my tech, my general, all within 2 weeks, and then I went and took the next class extra, failed it because of the code, and I started helping the guys out giving the class, so I had I could see all the answers before I was given the test, and I wouldn't cheat, so I did not do it, and that's why I failed. I could have had my own group test me, but I wouldn't have felt fair about it, nor honest, so I didn't. But it's a fun hobby, and like I tell people, if you got a few bucks to spare and you like to talk, that's an excellent thing to be in, because you can talk around the world on, other than the price of the electricity and a new radio or an old radio, you can have a ball on these things. Meet people. God, I've had, say 15 years ago, we was having parties here every couple of weeks, and all hams, and Jesus, I mean, we'd have 40, 50 people have the backyard.